Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're taking some time during the month of June to talk about the important role that we men have as dads. Last week, we talked about how vital it is that we partner with our children's moms in the important role of parenting. And of course, if you missed that, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to download it. But this week, we want to take a moment and reflect on the role that we have as dads to reflect the nature and the character of our Heavenly Father to our children. You know, I don't think there is a more prolific or powerful word picture throughout Scripture that portrays God than God as our Father. Because I believe He wants us to relate to Him as children, little helpless dependents who need Him, who love Him, who trust Him, and ultimately want to be like Him. I mean, stop and think about it for a moment. How do you see God, dads? Do you see any connection between how you see Him and how you see your earthly Father? Well, the Father who knows best, our Heavenly Father, created the role of earthly fathers to give His children and our earthly children another incarnation of Himself. Because when we father our children, we're teaching them who their Heavenly Father is. We're helping them to develop a picture of who God is. How well or how poorly we do this has a profound impact on the lives of our kids. So, men, it's important for us to understand the powerful connection between how we father our children and how our children will grow up to view and understand God. For example, if you're a dad who is spiritually and physically and emotionally engaged in the lives of your children, if you're there for them, if you demonstrate love and care for them, they're more likely to grow up to believe that their Heavenly Father is also loving and caring, that He's actively concerned about and involved in their lives, and that He will be there for them. But if you're a father who lives at home, but are often distracted by work or by play, and you're not necessarily spiritually, emotionally, or physically connected in the lives of your kids, they may grow up believing that God is not personally interested in them, or that He just doesn't care about their lives because, well, He's too busy doing God stuff, you know, running the universe. And if you're a dad who doesn't live in the same house as your kids, you face a real challenge. It's probably a lot harder for you to be personally active and engaged in the lives of your kids. But it's all the more important that you make a concerted effort to stay involved in their lives. Call them up for their birthdays. Come out to their baseball games. Do the little small things that impact your kids, because many of these kids may grow up believing that God is distant and uninvolved, uncaring, or that He has abandoned them. And heaven forbid, if you're a dad who is cruel or demanding or judgmental and abusive, your kids will no doubt, apart from a supernatural act of God Himself, probably reject God as the same kind of being, you know, a God who is angry, whose unrealistic expectations can never be satisfied, who is probably lurking around every corner, ready to pounce and to punish at every chance. J.I. Packer said it quite well in his book, Knowing God, that said, if you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father. If this is not the thought that prompts his whole outlook on life, it means that, well, he just doesn't understand Christianity very well at all. So, men, this week, let's get in there and engage with our kids. Take the time and look for those teachable moments when we can reflect the nature and the character of our Heavenly Father. And, dads, while we're talking about it, let me remind you also of a great way that you can celebrate with your kids and your family by coming out to the Lancaster Barnstormers game on June 19th at the Clipper Stadium in Lancaster. It's sure to be a great game with fireworks and, of course, a T-shirt. So for more information or to get your tickets, look for the link at the top of our webpage, pebblesoftruth.com. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.